Chairman, you didn't give us the proxies on the remuneration report. I'm wondering if you can do that and also apprise us of the proxies on this resolution. I think there are some institutions who might view an independent director who's served 18 years, who's reached the age of 71, as maybe no longer being independent. So I'm curious to see the proxies as to whether any of them have taken that position at this meeting, and also as to whether there are any issues with the remuneration report.
I'm not sure whether it's usual that the proxy voting would be disclosed at this stage.
It is best practice to actually release them at the AGM.
I don't have the individual detail of who voted in what way in relation to this resolution.
Just the overall figures is what I'm after.
The overall figures? Certainly, I can give you that.
You can tell us how you voted if you like, Chairman, but...
re-election of Mr. Graham in favour was 70,920,225 shares. Against was 111,972 shares. Open and usable was 19,736 shares. Sorry, the abstain was 19,736, and the open usable was 33,891,442. So, to answer your question, 111,972 shares voted.
So Mr. Graham is a happy member of the 99.9% success club amongst directors.